David Aldous. David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate, choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshipping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
Welcome to Worship Radio 247, the podcast. It is so good to get your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. On today's program, we're going to worship like never before. We're going to throw our arms in the air and say to the Lord, we adore you, Lord. We're going to worship with Peter Nicky Sims, also with Hillsong. And not only that, we're going to break bread together. And I'll bring you a word, being like Christ. And part 22, should I say. I'm one behind. I'm always one behind. I never know why. Yep, we're at part 22 today. If you'd like to contact us, we would love to hear from you. And the way to get a hold of us is to send us an email to this address. It is studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. If you would like prayer, if you would like to request a song, we would love to hear from you. And it is always wonderful to hear from you. And as I've said, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. And what a way to begin today. This is a great song from Pete and Nicky Sims. And it is called Psalm 23. So anointed this. You're going to love it. Right after this, I'll bring you Being Like Christ. Part 22.
Oh,
Curtis Pete and Nikki Sims. They're from Skylark Church in Chelmsford. And that is Psalm 23. What a great, great song. Right after this, I'll bring you Being Like Christ and Part 22. And right after that, we'll be breaking bread together. So you've got about 15 minutes to get the elements ready. The bread, the wine, whatever you're going to use, so that you can join us.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
What a privilege and an honor it is to be able to bring you the Word of God each and every day here on Worship Radio 247. It really is. It's an honor, and one that I don't take lightly at all. You know, I was looking at our podcast site, that is Podbean/Worship Radio 247. We have around 790 different podcasts of the Hour One Nugget and the Daily Devotional and the Daily Devotional Specials. And that is all grace of God. It is an amazing abundance of what God wants to say. And it has the theme of this: taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. We turn our attention now, as we come to part 22 of this current series, Being Like Christ. And we're looking at 2 Peter, the first chapter. And I wanted to highlight verse 4, but then I looked and I realized I had to sort of creep into verse 8 as well, verse 3 as well. And that's what I'm going to do. So from verse 3, it says this: by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We've received all of this by coming to know him, the one who has called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. Verse 4, and because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Are you getting that? You know, I've said this many times before, but as you read scripture, you can often just read scripture and go on to the next verse, and then go on to the next verse. So you read it like a novel. I believe that the Bible should never be read like a novel. This book is power-packed, let me tell you. This book is full of power and full of God's promises. You know, looking at promises, I've done some research, and I've found out. One guy said he believes there are 3,573 promises in the Bible. He reckons he's counted them, but someone else has said, no, no, no. There are 5,467 divine promises that come from God. For instance, he is absolutely trustworthy. He's unchanging. He has the power to will and will to fulfill his promises. He is faithful in keeping all his promises. His promises stem from his goodness and glory, and God may confirm his promises with an oath. There are so many. A
Examples of God's promises usually come with covenant relationship. God's promises are fulfilled in Christ Jesus. And Jesus Christ himself brings superior promises through the new covenant. Jesus has the right to make promises on God's behalf. And his promises, beloved, are received by faith, by perseverance and obedience. They unite believing Jews and Gentiles. In other words, us that are not Jews. Although that can be explained away, and we can say, because we have been grafted in, we are now Jews ourselves. The Bible also tells us that disaster awaits those who reject God's promises. You can find that by going through Joshua, the 23rd chapter and verse 12 onwards, John, the 3rd chapter and verse 18, 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verses 11 through 13, Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verses 4 through 12, 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 3 through 10. Just some examples of that. I mean, I could go on forever and ever and ever. The point I'm trying to make is, it's because of his glory, says Peter, and excellence, that he has given us great and precious promises. Here's one. Jesus said these words, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." That is a promise, and a promise must never, ever be broken. Jesus made that promise. And to me, that's such a dear comfort when I feel alone sometimes, when I'm feeling down and depressed, when I'm feeling on the floor, when I feel that God doesn't love me. That may well pop into my head. Jesus saying to me, "I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you," because he loves us so much. Why are these promises so important? Because they keep us on track. Peter goes on. "These are the promises that enable you," watch, "to share his divine nature." And then there's a beautiful word, escape. "And escape the world's corruption caused by human desire." You see, beloved, there is much desire in our lives, much worldly desire that comes from the evil one. And he wants us to keep focused on that. He wants us to focus on the pleasures of this world. He wants us to keep focused on stuff that keeps us away from Jesus. It keeps us away from worshiping God. You know what? I believe you listen to Worship Radio 247 on a regular basis. But I guarantee you there are days when you cannot be bothered to switch it on. Why? Because you don't want to worship. You want to do something else. You want to take your eyes away from Jesus and go off and do something else, no matter what it is. It may not be an evil desire, but it doesn't matter. It's still keeping you away from worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that is what the evil one wants all the time, never ceasing, never failing. That is his desire. That is his strategy, to take you away from Jesus. Now, I don't believe, beloved, now I want you to listen to this carefully. I don't believe that Satan can ever take away your salvation, because it's been given freely to you by God Almighty. What I do believe is he can make your, that is Satan, can make your life more and more difficult, because he takes the peace away. He takes the joy away. That is taken away, and it's taken away because of sin, the sin of the world.
It's taken away because of the desires of the world, because our eyes are taking away from the focus of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are worshiping, nothing can destroy that. And oftentimes we don't want to worship. Deep down in our spirit, we think we can't be bothered. Oftentimes we don't want to go to church. Why? Because we can't be bothered. We can't be bothered to get up. Oh gosh, getting up early again to go to church. I wonder what's going to happen this week. How many people are going to have a go at me? Oh, I really don't want to see Mrs. Jones. Oh my word, every time I see her, she gets right on my nerves. So it keeps you away. Instead of you thinking, I'm going to church this morning, and I'm going to stand there in worship, and I'm going to give my all to Almighty God. And when it comes time for the word, I'm going to sit and listen to the word, because I feel so strongly today, God is going to talk to me through that word, and I need to be there. That should be our attitude, but oftentimes it isn't. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. Beloved, they are so, so precious. So incredibly precious. Here's some examples. The gift of the Holy Spirit. The fullness of life and eternal life. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are promises. The forgiveness of sins, more promises. The presence of God, even more. And the peace of God, certainly more. And the joy in God. Oh Lord, the Bible is filled with His promises, where He's talking directly to you and saying to you, are you going to listen to me today? Are you going to listen to me, or are you going to keep your eyes focused on those things of the world? Because if you want to keep your eyes focused on that, that's fine. And I'll just stand here and wait. And I'll wait for it all to come crashing down and for you to turn to me again, for I know you will. What a father. You know, when I'm bringing you this word, I'm just thinking, what a father. Whatever we do, wherever we go, He's always there. And as I bring you this word now, I have an amazing image of that bedraggled boy as he came home with his tail between his legs after having fed the pigs and even eating the pigs' food because he had nothing. He'd squandered it all. And he went home thinking, I'll be a servant to my dad. At least I'll eat. And he's walking, so dejected, so lost, so alone and so afraid. And I don't believe he's walking fast. He's trudging with his head down and his shoulders bowed. And his daddy sees him from a long way. And goes running after him. Running to him. And he throws his arms around his bedraggled son and says, welcome. Welcome home. And he screams at the top of his voice that they should kill the fatted calf. They should bring him fine raiments, fine clothes, and put a ring on his finger. Because my son, who is royal, has come home. Another one of God's promises. And they don't stop. They don't stop, beloved. I want us to pray together, you and I. I want us just to say thank you for his promises. And thank you for teaching us to be more and more like him. For he is our God and we are his child. Say these words with me now, Heavenly Father. I am so sorry for the things I have done wrong. I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, that you would forgive me for turning my face away from you. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you for encouraging me today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Let's worship God now. This is Hillsong and Man of Sorrows. After this song, we'll be breaking bread together. Are you ready?
Silent as he stood accused, beaten, mocked, and scorned, bowing to the Father's will, he took.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor and the power that is due your holy name, Father, as we gather before you now to break bread together, Lord, and we say, glory. Glory and honor to you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done in our lives and what you continue to do in our lives. And today we are gathered before you to remember the greatest sacrifice ever in the history of the world, when you were on the cross at Calvary. And you gave your lives, your life, for such as me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, for your love. Thank you, Lord. If we look in Scripture, we can see that Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, his first letter, and he's giving them advice because, quite simply, they're getting it all wrong. And he's talking to them now about breaking of bread and what they're doing wrong. And he says, listen, this is what you're supposed to do. I'll tell you again, this is what you're supposed to do. Anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily, says Paul in verse 27, is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why... Watch this, because it's really important. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. Simply put, it says, look at yourself before you take the bread and the wine. Is there any unforgiven sin, any unresolved issues in your life that you know you need to sort out? Because unless you come before Almighty God, clean and worthy and ready, as Paul says, you are bringing judgment down upon yourself. He even goes on to say some have even are even sick, and some have even died. If you look in verse 30, that is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. This is a serious step, beloved. And before I ever break bread, I always insist one thing, that as a body of Christ, as we are here on Worship Radio 247, gathered around the world, matters not where you are or what you're doing, we are the body of Christ. We are his ecclesia, his people. We are the church. And that is why I insist, before we break bread, that we pray together And so that we're praying the same thing, I'm going to say the words, and I want you to follow on, and I want you to mean them within the deepest, darkest recess of your heart. Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I love you, and I adore you, and I worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, and I ask you now to wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cleanse me completely, Lord, as I prepare to take the bread representing your body and the wine representing your blood. Lord God Almighty, wash me clean. In the name of Jesus. So Paul says this in verse 23 of the same chapter. He says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself on the night he was betrayed." The Lord Jesus took some bread, and he gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Let's take the bread now, beloved. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body, broken for such as me, on that tree 2,000 years ago. You are so worthy to be honored and glorified and worshipped in the name of Yeshua. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's take the wine now. Let's take the wine together. Oh Lord, thank you so much for your cleansing blood. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. And let your love flow in a powerful way now, in Jesus' mighty name. We glorify your name and we say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty," as we worship you and we adore you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. It's the only words I've got to say. Is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. This is Hillsong now, and we glorify your name. That is the truth, in Jesus' mighty name.
Mountains.
It has been wonderful getting your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'll be back again very soon with Being Like Christ and part 23. I pray in Jesus' name that you've been blessed by the broadcast today. If you'd like to comment, you can comment on whatever platform you're watching on. Not only that, you can send me an email to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org. It'd be great to hear from you. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and bring you peace, now and forevermore.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Father. We glorify your name. That is Hillsong.